April 28th, 2021. It is the regular meeting for the Sewage Commission Orville Region. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner LaTulip.
Here.
Commissioner Keener.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here. Okay, all commissioners are present and accounted for. Before we move to the flag salute, we have an award to give to Larry Keener. Says in appreciation for his service on the Board of Commissioners for the Sewage Commission Orville Region, January 2020, April 2021, as Larry will be going to Arizona.
Yes.
So,
Wow.
We're not clapping because you're leaving, Larry.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Wow. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Appreciate working with you, Larry.
Yeah.
Did good.
Sorry it didn't last very long.
Well.
Okay. Now we could stand for the flag salute, please. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For acknowledgement of visitors, we have none. 5, board meeting minutes, so entertain a motion to approve the board meeting minutes for the March 24, 2021 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made by Commissioner Reynolds, seconded by Commissioner Fairbanks to approve the regular meeting minutes for March 24th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, 6, safety meeting minutes. We'll same thing, consider a motion to approve the safety meeting minutes from April 16th, 2021.
I'll make the motion that we approve the safety meeting minutes, April 16th, 2021.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Keener, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds to approve the safety meeting minutes for April 16th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, 7, authorization of warrants.
I make the motion that we authorize warrants paid at this meeting, numbers 26669 through 26727 in the amount of $118,203.05, including commissioner checks numbers 9993 through 9998 and electronic funds transfers.
I'll second it.
All right, motions are made by Commissioner Keener, seconded by Commissioner Fairbanks to for authorization of warrants for a period ending April 20, 2021, in the amount of $118,203.05. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. 8, fiscal reports. Is there any question regarding the fiscal reports that were in our packets?
I was just going to say, I included them in your packets for review, and we found them in order here.
Okay. All right. Having no questions on that, we don't approve the fiscal reports, correct? Not in this. All right. Number 9, renaming a guarantor for the SCORE credit card accounts and or applications. So, looks like we're going to replace Scott Coach with you.
Yep.
You sure it's a good idea?
Mike was taking his 4 on Saturday, so you might have another option to look soon.
Well, good luck. Yeah, obviously, that sounds like a great idea to me. Yeah. I'll make a motion that we approve naming Glenn Sturdivant as the guarantor on the Bank of America accounts, replacing Scott Coach.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds to approve Glenn Sturdivant. I'm not going to even try to say it. What I said previously on the Bank of America accounts, replacing Scott Coach. This is just an all in favor, correct? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Bless you. And good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
10, fiscal year 2021-2022 proposed budget. Manager Sturdivant?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I gave you guys a copy of two different budgets last meeting. One was to hire one OIT, which we currently did, that you guys had already approved, and the second one included a second hire of an OIT starting in the fiscal year. So yeah, I'm just hoping that you guys have a chance to go over that and that you guys have been able to make a decision on which one you want to pass, and or if you have any questions about them, I can answer them now.
How was the first hire going?
Great, to be honest. And he, speaking of, you guys had asked me about his being an EMT last time and if he was willing to keep up that cert, and he said no problem. He would
That's
do that.
Awesome.
So it's good for another 2 years. He just did it.
Good.
So he's still got it for, I think, another like 19 months or something. So we don't have to worry about it. But I told him that the board would like him to do that, and I'd offered to pay for that if that was something he was willing to do. And he said, no problem. He'll do it. So.
Okay. Good.
And he's, he is working out really good as far as just being a new hire and picking things up. I mean, Micah deals with them more on a day-to-day basis than I do. But
he's dedicated. He's hitting the books already, getting ready to study up and pass the courses he needs to pass and then take his state exam. So
good
thing now.
Yeah, he seems like a good fit personality wise too.
I mean, I've sat down here on this board for a while on at different times and always heard how it's impossible to get people to get hired down here. So seeing that we have someone that you hired that's fitting and working well, and another one that could be in the pipeline, I would be all for the budget that it has two of the OIT positions, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think and my recommendation is that that is the budget that we adopt, solely because of all the projects we have going on. We're trying to do a lot of work, and it's hard with less people. And then the requirements of the new plant upgrade will probably require another operator, and it would be great to just have them already certified, already up to speed when the new plant goes online. So that would be my recommendation, but that's your guys' choice, obviously.
I'd like to say something. Due to my limited experience, I believe that atmosphere of a work environment, it makes it easier to recruit and hire people. word travels. I mean, we might think that it's a small entity or a big world out there, but people talk, and in your industry, I think that maybe the word is out that this is a good place to work. It's a good atmosphere.
I hope so. That's what we're trying to build.
Exactly. Because I know that when it's a bad atmosphere, that's spreads too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just want to commend you guys creating that atmosphere and I believe making it easier to find people that want to work here.
Yeah, I agree, and we're trying to take that process from the top down, is making it a unit, a team. That's why we chose this year, as you guys can see on the new budget, we chose to just put a picture of our staff. It's more about us as people here making this thing go than it is about buying new pumps or whatever, the people that run this place. So that's kind of our focus. So we're trying to have a family type atmosphere here, and I believe it's working, and I agree with you, Mr. Mayor. I think that when the guys that do work here get asked questions about it out of town by their friends or whatever, they're all saying, yeah, it's a great place to work. So I think that's helped with the recruiting.
I would add, pictures are everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the more the better. I mean, this is a perfect example of a great place to work. I mean, all of your people can proudly show this to someone else, and that's a big deal. I think that's a good deal. And even pictures of your plant facilities would be even more down the line, just as a future budget thing. That helps people understand, and I've been trying to get my partner Susan to come down for a tour, but she just can't get over the idea of visiting this plant. And I don't know what her problem is, but she just won't come. And maybe the only way I'm going to get her here is to have pictures to show her.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I know. It's pretty amazing to come.
Oh, I agree. It's just, yeah.
So the budget is, what is people, let's get back on track. So I'm in favor of the budget that has the two OITs.
I would agree with that.
I agree.
Okay.
Go to make a motion?
Yeah, what reference or what, what's?
I don't know, we didn't include it, I mean, we should have included, there was option one and option two.
But you said there's two different budgets.
Yeah, option number one was the one that had two OITs.
So I make a motion that we adopt budget number one, would have the two OIT position for fiscal year 2021-2022.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hadley, seconded by Commissioner Keener to approve budget number one for fiscal year 2021-2022. Roll call?
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley?
Yes.
Commissioner Keener?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
All right, excellent. Number 11, resolution 0421, resolution establishing district reserves and score policy number 3140.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So in this, we're just really kind of trying to clean up some stuff that happened previous. The former manager created, which was a good job, created the reserve account to fund the new upgrade for the plant, but he didn't update all the policies to show it. So that's all this is. It's kind of just a formality to update all the policies to show that we created that account, how it's funded, and also there is another account that needs to be taken off that was also part of that. Where did she have that on there? She might have forgotten that. Sorry about that. Okay, I made a mistake. That's for maybe possibly next month. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. So the 3140 was the one that just needs to be adopted now with the new current terminology as far as the new accounts. And that was established in 2015. And we just kind of caught it during this month to bring it up to current.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 0421. We've got these things in the wrong number here. I'm looking.
Policy 3140.
Policy 3140.
Yep, policy. So revolving establishing district reserves and score, policy number 3041. All right.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion was made by myself, Commissioner Hadley, seconded by Commissioner Pittman, to approve policy 3140. Damn, I'm sorry.
And establish the reserves.
And establish the district reserves. And there you go. All right.
Got it.
Sorry. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley.
Yes.
Commissioner Keener.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see if I can get this one correct. So resolution 0521, establishing monthly sewer service charge reserves in unrestricted account and score policy number 7140.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So last month when I brought the new... the pre-approved rate increase that you guys had approved a couple years ago, and you guys had all mentioned, why are we doing this again? I thought we just had approved the whole schedule. And it was kind of funny, is right after that meeting, I found out that we had to have a resolution with the whole schedule in it for the SRF application. So this is just doing that. It's just laying out the whole schedule for the SRF application, that way that they can see that you guys have already approved all these rate increases. That way we will be able to pay back any funds that we have to borrow.
So it got brought up at our last Thermalita Water and Sewer District meeting where we talked about these rate increases. And I know we did the Prop 218 hearings regarding, each member entity did, regarding these rate increases, but it got brought up that if we needed to do them again. I didn't think so because we set up this time. I didn't know if they thought that because it's such a long period, or I think it was like 5 or 7 years.
5 years. I believe Jamie thought it was a 3-year window that you had to get all the raises done, the rate increases done in that 3-year window, but we researched it because me and Ed have a conversation about this, and it's 5-year window.
Okay, so we're good.
So we're good.
Excellent.
If we wanted to do it again, then you would have to
obviously.
Together, obviously,
yeah.
Not 2018.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution number 0521, establishing monthly sewer service charge reserves in unrestricted account, and score policy number 7140.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Reynolds, seconded by Commissioner Fairbanks to approve resolution 0521, establishing monthly sewer service charge reserves in unrestricted account, and score policy number 7140. Manager Sturdivant, roll call please.
Yes, Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley.
Yes.
And Commissioner Keener.
Yes.
All right, 13, Provost and Pritchard contract amendment for SRF application. So if I could start this one off. Manager Sturdivant called me regarding basically this one, saying and asking my opinion if I wanted to have this on the agenda, if I wanted to pull it and wait, because scope of work, it looks like it's probably going to change.
The APE for sure is going to change 100%. We'll get to that further in the thing.
But okay.
And the scope might as well. Yes, sir.
So I said, no, let's keep it on the agenda so we can discuss this as a group, because I wanted everybody's input on this moving forward, if it needed to be approve it, the contract, and then look at possibly making kind of change orders to it, if you will, moving forward, depending on what Manager Sturdivant information he provides us. So I'll let you take it over, Manager Sturdivant, at this point and kind of explain that.
Yep. So, and I probably put these in the wrong order, and I apologize for that. We probably should have dealt with this one first. But there is, a couple months ago, I had talked to you guys about some potential changes to the design. I brought up the anaerobic digesters, some other things that we'll bring up here later. And so if you guys choose to do some, all, it will definitely change the project description, which will mean that he will have to go in and amend the project description. That
he meaning?
Ken Shuey with Provost and Pritchard. I'm sorry
yeah,
about that.
Go ahead.
And so that's not that big of a deal. What is a big deal is the APE, which is the area of potential effect. And as you can see up here on the screens, this has already been done. They have the red line is what he's going off of now for our SRF application. And after this decision was made by the former manager, design changes happened to the upgrade project, which will now include work being done on the ponds. So this APE is no longer good for the project, and we need to have biologists come back out. Micah knows more of the technical details of this than me, but essentially he needs to change the work that he's doing. So if we were to approve him for the $48,765 here, I'm going to have to bring something to you probably next month again to say, since the scope has changed and the area of potential effect has changed, we're going to bring biologists out back out here, do these other things. And so there's going to be another charge. My opinion is we're not in a time crunch on this. We can wait and figure out what you guys want to do here as far as design changes. Like I said, all, none, some. And then get the APE thing going as far as what that's going to change, and then he can give us a new cost for next month. I can bring it to you guys and have a one-shot deal. This is what it's going to be, and we're going to be done with him. Mr. Huber can also, he dealt with Mr. Shuey a lot this last month getting this contract done. I appreciate the work he's done. I kind of felt bad when I had to tell him we might not go with it because things change. My recommendation is that we wait until next month after we get all of our other ducks in a row.
Let me just add to that. We did pin him down on the original scope. We did pin him down that this number, 48,765. This number would get it across the goal line for the current scope. And of course the issue is, well, is that really what this what this board wants. Is that really what you want to do, or do you want to go ahead and amend the APE and get the project that you really want, and then let's get a number for that that we can plug in? If you just if you sit here and you decide we want the original project, original scope, then go ahead and pass this, and that's what will happen. But if you do want to amend the scope to include the additional portion of the APE and potentially the anaerobic digester.
There's about four or five things that I'll go over later.
If you want to consider those changes, then and get it done all in one fell swoop, then let's not do this. Let's get the hard numbers as to what it's going to cost and amend the contract one time. So I would say don't do this if that's your. But again, it's your choice.
So talking with manager, thank you. Mm-hmm. Speaking with manager Sturdivant, he said that Provost and Pritchard is continuing to do work on this. They're not at a standstill, because that was my question is, are they at a stand? Are we still waiting on us to make a decision? And he goes, no, they're actively working. So at least work's being done still.
I did tell him, I said, look, we do have a head nod from the board that this number on the original scope is it. Right now, I always use the phrase, I can shop a deal, but I can't make a deal. So look, I know that deal's gonna work if that's, but when we start looking at additional APE and modifying the scope a little bit, then we sort of decided, okay, well let's come to the board and figure out, do you wanna stick with the original project and just do that? Or do you want to modify and get the project that you really want, and let's get a number for that, mm-hmm. and amend the contract one time?
So I have a question. So how does that affect what we just passed? Does it affect any of those monthly charges back to the entities?
No.
Okay.
Glenn, I want to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
For this APE. Are you entirely confident that we should have this firm do it, or would you suggest another firm do it?
I think I'm confident that these are pretty minor changes that he should be able to knock it out, just like Scott said, Mr. Huber said. I'm confident that he would get it done. Okay. It's interesting when the lawyer calls, somebody's tone changes real quick. So I noticed after his conversations with Mr. Huber, his conversations with me were a lot nicer. I can say that. So I appreciate that, Mr. Huber. Yes, very much more workable. So.
I know with my attorneys, when I call and tell them this is what I want and I want you to write it, well, Chuck, how come you don't write it? Because I need Esquire behind it.
I don't have a terse doctor.
Well, and the point of my question is we've had a little issue with this particular firm, and if you tell us or tell me that you need to have a different outfit doing it, then I'm fine with that. But if you're confident with this, then it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm confident that if we were to let him continue, mm-hmm. even with the new APE and potential changes, that it would get done, and it would get done well.
I think that things got very relaxed, and you know, when things get relaxed and they're allowed to run under their own steam like that, then they can get chaotic and convoluted for the people that have to figure it out at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think that we probably got his attention, like you said, mm-hmm. and now there's not that close relationship where it's whatever you need, buddy, no problem, you know.
Yep.
Now this is real business, and so I think the ducks will be in the row that we need.
I agree.
So a question for the attorney. So all the work that you did on this contract is that still going to be useful moving forward when they do their changes? Is
sure.
the majority of that going to be the same?
Yeah, we'll have to add in a little bit about
right.
about the, we'll attach an addendum that includes the additional scope.
Okay.
But yeah, this you'll see something very similar to this, just with different numbers, uh-huh. and with an exhibit attached to it, probably okay. very likely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So then it's a consensus of the board to table 13.
or no action on it.
Bring it back to the next meeting?
Bring it back to the next meeting so we can, with a updated. Will it be ready for May?
It should be ready for May, yes.
Okay. All right, if there's no other questions, we'll jump down to 14, Jacob Engineering Construction Management Proposal for Primary Pump Station, TO, I'm assuming task order number 37?
You are correct. Yes, Mr. Chairman, so this project, the primary pump station, which we're all very excited to get going, is starting here on Friday, it's going out to bid, actually. So this is Jacob's proposal for construction management. This number came in pretty high. I don't have any experience in this type of project, so I don't know if that's crazy high, but it seems pretty high, considering that Provost and Pritchard, I don't know if you guys remember, I believe in November, pitched the idea for them to get the construction management for this particular project at $500,000 or somewhere, $500 and some change. So $250,000 increase seems high.
That's just for the pump station.
That's just for the implant pump station.
Just managing the pump.
Yes, sir.
That's not building it.
Nope. That's the construction management of it.
Making sure everything goes right.
Engineering inspections, the technical
change orders, stuff. All that. All
on our behalf, stuff. That everything's going to be perfect.
Right.
But
because of the timing of this, I can gather some quotes. That's not a problem. But this thing is steamrolling on us pretty quick, so that's the issue.
What's the time straight? I mean, how long is it going to take to build this?
It's supposed to be, what, 24 weeks?
No. It's a 12-month...
24 construction weeks, I thought it was. But yeah, over a course of a year, I thought.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the screens
12-month construction process. Mm-hmm.
This involves managing the prevailing wage part of this contract?
Yep.
So...
We manage our own prevailing wage, so that's a lot of money.
It is, yeah, it's a significant amount of money. I have no, if you guys direct me to, I will, first thing in the morning, I'll start getting more different quotes and bring some information to you guys.
I would be open to, if, since this is so time sensitive, that for a special meeting, if we need, if he gets quick responses, I don't think we should wait a month. But I really think that we should shop this a little bit.
I agree 100% because, I mean, just looking down at other items on this and thinking back at other task order changes or things that we've had from Jacobs Engineering, it seems like we're spending a lot of money for changes and different things coming up. You know, the next item is a $81,000. Amendment, and I know we've had other amendments in the last several meetings that we've had with them, so when I saw that figure and I started looking into it, I go, this has nothing to do with the construction whatsoever, this is just managing the project, and I'm like,
the process.
Man.
Yeah.
Question. So that's what their bid price for managing the project, taking care of everything, ensuring that everything's done, and carrying the insurances required at the same time, is that included? I mean, I don't
believe so. I think that's
it would include some professional liability insurance.
Okay.
But it does not include the insurance from that the contractors are going
to
need.
Well, they're going to have their own.
But this will include what I'll call malpractice insurance.
Okay. Errors and omission.
Yeah. This will include some insurance, but not. That's not going to insure the whole project.
Now, this is including all the added stuff that may come up?
This is for the inflow pump station. So the project.
Just the inflow pump station.
Yeah, this project is for the major upgrade. There's no more changes happening. You guys have made all the decisions on the inflow pump station that need to be made. That's a done deal now.
So, okay. Well, all right. My suggestion is get some other prices.
I agree.
I thought that would be the direction. That was my.
Yeah, just because of the
difference. Have somebody
if it wouldn't have been that call? Much difference. I was probably going to start with Corolo Engineering first thing in the morning because we've had some work done by Corolo.
HDR.
I'll just start kind of networking with who I know in the field as far as other managers and other plants.
What about that firm in Reading? Weren't they in on this project?
That's Jacobs. That's the one that we have the quote from.
Oh.
So
I'd look at HDR too, because they've got a lot of it, and that tells me their prices have come in fairly well.
Okay. So. Can you write that one?
Yeah, I do.
Gotcha.
Suggestion. Okay. So it looks like we're going to table number 14 and give direction to the manager to look for some other bids for this scope of work.
And I will keep all of you informed on when I get those bids and how many we have, and then that way we can decide on a special meeting date and time that works for all of you guys.
All right. So all you have to do is send them the plans and specs, right?
Yeah, as far as
we can. Let me go off of that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to make sure it's apples and apples.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, 15. Jacob Engineering Contract Amendment Number 3 for Plan Upgrade.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So these are the potential design changes that we were talking about. And like I said, you guys can choose to go for all, some, or none. The first one that we'll talk about, and in my manager's report, I kind of prioritized them and which way I felt was the most important here. We try to take some pictures here to give you an idea. I know Commissioner Reynolds and Commissioner Pittman were with me on the tour, and I showed you guys those stairs over there. The rest of the building looks very similar. You can see
these are the anaerobic digesters here, these two buildings here. These are what I'm proposing that we demo. As you can see, the whole bottom, all the concrete is falling off the bottom of that staircase. So that's a red flag staircase. The guys can't even go up there. They can't even use it. So if there was ever anything, this is what I was talking about a couple meetings ago, if there was ever anything that happened in that tank, as far as repairs that would need to be, we can't even get up on the tank to get in there, and let alone go inside it. It would make me very concerned. So that's one of the design features that I would like you guys to consider demoing those. Now this is just the engineering cost that you're seeing here. This isn't the cost of the demo. So it's going to add to the price tag of our upgrade. So I want you guys to know that. It's not just a $19,000 price tag on that. There will be construction costs associated with that. The next one is this here. We're proposing that they build a road around the backside of the plant, because as everything starts to be built, and it's hard to see in this picture, but this is where our filter pumps are now. These are our filters, so these six, looks like a six pack there. There's gonna be two more filters on the outside of this building, so they will basically be right around here. And then this pump station is gonna get moved that way, about 12 feet or something like that. And there is gonna be just enough to get a truck in between that. And we also have our two water tank here. And we have our caustic tank is back here, which we get caustic deliveries. So my concern is, that they won't be able to get in and out of there if we don't have access all the way around the plant. There's other options that we can do. We can have them come in and back out. We can, this isn't a mandatory thing. It's not like you guys have to do it or the tour's gonna blow up. It's just would be nice to have that road built in there. With that road, also, they would have to demo our one water system, which is here, and replace that. So that would be an extra cost in the construction as well. The same thing goes here. This is just the engineering cost. This doesn't the cost of construction to do this road. So it will up the price tag of the upgrade project.
What about safety issues? Are there any issues if you don't do it that would create safety issues?
I don't believe so. I just believe it'll be a pain in the neck for, and anytime if we had to get a caustic delivery in the winter time, we're probably gonna be pulling that truck out with our loader. He's gonna get stuck back in here because we don't have any paid services.
So really not a safety issue.
It would be a safety issue, yes, in that circumstance. Generally, we don't get caustic in the winter. It's just not needed for the process. But that's not saying it's never happened or it never
will happen. You said he has to back out of there, correct?
Yes, he would, because he would come in the front gate, come around here, pull around, and then have to back out and then come back out like this.
And half that's on dirt.
Yes, so that was my concern, that he would get stuck in the mud. Currently, they just come in here and they can just pull all the way through and get back out the plant. But as the new stuff is being built, it's going to close off that way pretty tight. So that would be that part of it.
The road would be a gravel or paved?
Paved.
Paved, okay.
Paved road. And I think just for access to the whole plant, it would be nice regardless. But
sure.
Mandatory, no. But nice, Yes. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, try to convince you guys that anything's just, I got to have it. None of these things we got to have. These are all options. I think that they're good options, but they're not make or break options. So the next one would be to enclose the blower building. So this is what's going to be the new blower building. This is how we're going to serve air to the aeration basin. Instead of the mechanical aerators that are in there now, we'll have these really cool turbo blowers. They will have their own enclosures, but they're still really loud. And this building is going to be right out there.
Yeah, right on the front lawn.
Right on the front lawn. And the former manager liked three-walled buildings. He liked three-walled buildings because you don't have to put sprinkler systems in them. There's a few reasons why he liked three-walled buildings. I do not like three-walled buildings. I think it just creates a mess. I think in this scenario, we would have those blowers running right now, and I would be talking a lot louder than this for you guys to hear me.
How are you going to plan to cool the building?
To cool the building, there's an AC unit. There will be an AC unit.
To be exhaust and everything added to the building because
what's
of that.
The square footage of the building?
I'm not sure.
I can look it up.
Yeah, is it under 6,000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that the requirement for sprinklers?
Yeah, it's well under that.
I think if you're under 6, you would need to put fire sprinklers in.
So, and there's another one we can. That's also the thickener building is the same way. Three walls. That one is not on the front lawn, and that one is would not be. Here's the thickener building. As you can see, this one would not be. If this one, this one's first off, it's not loud. It's not in the same. It's not the same equipment at all. So this one's not nearly as important. This one would be more just for like a housekeeping scenario, just so it's not filthy.
It's exposed to the element.
Yes.
Yeah. So that if it's facing south in the wintertime, it's going to get pretty wet inside.
Yep. So yeah, that one's more of a like a housekeeping thing. Yeah. The next item on this list is which Mr. Huber informed me we do not need, so I will start it out with that. We can go with, you don't need separate facilities for women and men anymore, and you can have unisex facilities. Mm-hmm. So when we first, the reason I even first brought this up is because we had a pretty good female candidate apply for the OIT position, and I was just like, we don't have a locker room for her. We don't, you know, we would make it work. We'd lock doors. We'd make it work to not put her in any bad positions. But I just thought maybe since we're bringing this other stuff up, you guys would want to entertain the idea of adding a woman's facility off the back of the building here. We were kind of thinking maybe just of extending one of the bathrooms out. And given a shower.
Have our own shower.
I would think so, but you know, that's not my decision. That's your guys' decision. So that's the fifth item there. And then the fourth item, or the sixth item on that, is the project management for the above work. So you guys can choose to do some, all, none. Obviously, that's your guys' choice.
1,300 square feet building.
14? 13. Yeah, see, you're well under the sprinkler requirement for commercial. I think it's just that 6,000. And you wouldn't have any combustible items in that thing anyway. There's no partition walls. I wouldn't think you'd need to, but unless the insurance company wanted you to, I can't.
Yeah, farm manager was a big fan of three-wall buildings. We got a bunch of them. and they are kind of a pain in the neck to keep clean.
I would agree with Larry, though, that if there was a female facility for workers for showering only, bathroom, yeah, you can have that. But I want to say it's section 3850, if I remember right, fire department, I had to put female bathroom showers in.
Yes.
Not necessarily the bathrooms, it's easy, but the showers were required. So.
And that's kind of what I was thinking as far as maybe extending one of those bathrooms out and just putting a locker and a shower in it on the other side of the door so a woman would have privacy to do whatever she needed to do.
But this is just for the design.
Just for the design.
Yeah. How much does this add to the project?
Don't know yet. They're working on it with that. We don't know how much. But that's why I wanted you guys to be aware that there will be a costs that are associated with this during construction.
So it almost seems like, and maybe I'm wrong and not looking at this the right way, almost putting the cart in front of the horse with this. I think I would like to know what it's going to do to the total cost before we say, yeah, go ahead with this, and then have them come back and go, oh, it's another $12 million.
Yeah.
Be like, what?
Well, we don't want that, yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? I know it's an exaggerated figure, but it's... So Jacobs is working on...
This is what they want to work further to see what that those costs and that stuff would be. So it's kind of, you know...
So they want them not to exceed $81,700 for this design change. That we may go, that's way too much money that we're not going to pay for, but then we just spend almost $82,000.
Yep.
To turn around and I can cost too much.
I can get on them and say, hey, give me some roundabout figures that I can give these guys. They didn't really want to do that before because they're like, we haven't done any of the engineering on it, so we don't know what those roundabout figures are going to be. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could squeeze them and say, hey, give me something to tell them because of that exact scenario that you just described. They might.
I mean, am I being out of line here with that?
Or? No, I understand what you're saying. Every bit of it.
I agree with that.
I don't know why it wasn't looked at in the beginning, mm-hmm. but.
Are we their only client?
Think, yeah. You'd think, huh?
Yeah.
They're an international.
No, they're the biggest engineering, or second biggest engineering firm in the world, actually. Jacobs is.
Well, can attribute something to us.
And I probably was on this board when we did it, but did they come in lowest, or was it just...
Scores had... like a 50-year history with CH2M Hill.
Okay. They originally designed this facility.
Yeah, they're the original designers of this facility here.
Are those people still working there?
Up until
one was when,
started,
one was when we started.
Back. Yeah,
when we started, one was still working there. Yeah,
he's
retired since.
Does it? It seems like a repetitive behavior of. I've had a long relationship with these people, mm-hmm. so we're going to keep giving them jobs.
Right.
Right?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah. This should have been done prior when this project was in the beginning.
Yeah, to me, the one that really kind of blew me away that wasn't on there was the tank demos. The digester tank demos. That's the one that, like I said, the rest of this stuff in my mind is kind of, it's kind of just, I'm hoping that you guys will let us, because it'll make it a little nicer.
Those tanks aren't going to be used for anything, right? They're going to be eliminated.
Well, one was going to be used for a backwash, the same way we use it now, backwash EQ.
Okay. But it's not needed now.
It's not going to be needed because the design feature is, the design is different. Now, currently we backwash all six filters at one time, so we end up with about 250,000 gallons of water that we need to put someplace and then bring it back slowly through the plant. The new design is going to backwash one filter at a time, so you're looking at like 60, 70,000 gallons. I mean, you can
just run that back straight
right through. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't even be a big deal at all.
So then, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you about an experience I recently had, and I'm, that's why I'm just always thinking about this stuff. Not saying that this is the case here, but my mind is always guarded down at the Playtown USA. Somebody set the bathrooms on fire, I guess, and they had to demo them. Well, I gave a bid for the masonry work. The project manager says, yeah, you got the job. And he issued me a letter of intent. Then the owner, he let the owner know, who was on vacation at the time. He came back the next week. He said, hey, I hired this guy. No, wait a minute. I got my guy. Wait a minute. And he said, well, this guy's half the price of your guy, and he's local. And he said, we've got our guy, and I'm giving him a contract. Well, so the project manager was disgruntled. He was upset because he was trying to do a good job for the company and just started work there. And so he let me in on the inside information that this owner had this long-standing relationship with this guy, and it's a insurance company that the city uses all the time. That's why I'm not happy with them. But my price was $54,000. This guy's price was $100,000, and they took the contract away from me, gave it to him, And before he had even started the project, he had over $50,000 in change orders. So three times the amount before they even started the project. So these long-standing relationships, this is, we know these guys, they're the biggest, they're the greatest. I think it's a big responsibility of this board to check just about every time, or especially with these large numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying that we can't develop relationships, but I'm just saying that a lot of times things get so relaxed that, and I'll, one more, and then I won't keep you on this, but there's a company that I do a lot of work for, and I bid something in Dixon. I bid $12,000 on it. They called me and they said, hey, we gave you the job. There was three other bidders and they were all around $3,000. And but we said, no way, we know Chuck and he knows what he's doing and he's a, you know, he's a friend of ours. We're giving him that job for $12,000. And I said, wow, you know, I really appreciate that. I thank you. But I made a mistake on the bid. They were right. And that job should have been around $3,000 or $4,000. And it, you know, in my office made a mistake. So what I'm saying is, if it don't look right, you know, if it don't feel right, then we have a responsibility to at least ask some questions. We never, this is the only price we got, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, I would hate to be explaining that on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, we need to look into it.
Yeah. So we're going to table this one as well and not move forward with the amendment to number 3 and give direction to the manager to reach out to Jacobs Engineering and try to get a figure of what the project will be, including this, before we go ahead and spend this money on the change of the project design.
Yes, sir. I'll do it first thing in the morning.
I'm wondering, too, in your search out for other contractors, the work that you're suggesting here, I wonder if we could get a design build contractor to do that. Would that be reasonable?
That's one I'm going to have to look and see if you can do a design build without special authorization from the legislature.
Okay.
Design build was eliminated. School districts used to do design build all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was eliminated, and then they brought it back on a limited basis, but only for school districts. Cities used to be able to do it. They brought it back on a limited basis for school districts. I'm not sure that they brought it back for special districts.
Some lease back.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the answer is no. Mm-hmm. I'll have to do research and find out, but I'm almost certain that the answer is no. And the reason why, Paradise just got special legislation passed, or I guess it's working its way through, for a design bid process on one of their sewer lines, mm-hmm. which tells me that they don't have the authority to do it otherwise without special legislation.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Because otherwise, why would you need the special legislation if you've already got authority? So I'll have to look at it. I know you can if you're a school. We are not. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to look and see. I don't think so, though.
Well, I appreciate that, because the reason I bring that up is the Lake Madrone Water District can't get rid of their VOCs in the water pipe. And FEMA has given them the, okay, we're going to replace your entire water system. And somebody mentioned a design-build contractor that could work under FEMA, which you're talking probably about an $8, $10 million job to replace all the water lines throughout the whole Lake Madrone project. That just happened Saturday, so it's kind of like we're in this zone of, yeah, FEMA said good, but where's the check? You know, and to replace your entire plastic water system, the words design bill were put in that from the committee that's working on it, so I'm just curious if that's available to us.
I'll make a note and take a look and get back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Might help Glenn, find someone that, I don't know, there are too many people that are hungry for work because there's work all over out there right now. It's crazy.
16, attorney report?
No, nothing yet.
17, manager's report. Do you have anything else, Glenn?
I do not. One thing that I wanted to, that I forgot to add on to the manager's report, but I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop on, is that we met with Thermalito Water Sewer District and the city of Oroville representatives over at Rudy Creek Pump Station, just to kind of get everybody on the same page, everyone to, you know, meet each other and see each other and kind of talk to the engineers and kind of figure out what everybody wanted to get out of this and what we all wanted to get out of it. And it went really well. So very preliminary stages. We should have some sort of information on the pump station to bring to next month's meeting. And I told Dawn that as well, so she can take it to you guys at the council level. So other than that, everything's been going really good at SCORE.
18, visitor comments, we have none. 19, commissioner and staff comments. Steve?
No.
Larry?
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure working with you guys.
We're going to miss you, Lee. Larry?
Thank you. Yeah. I'll miss you guys, too. But I'll be on another board down there.
Susan?
Sorry to see you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you and working with you. Be safe.
Yeah. Same thing. You know, enjoy Arizona. Any idea of a replacement for you here? Or you guys want to have a meeting on that?
They're interviewing. They're going to be interviewing a couple of people they have lined up right now.
Okay.
So I don't know who, or it won't be one of those. It'll probably be one of the existing people that we have.
I meant to come down here to sit on
one of the existing people, which isn't many.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They have an idea.
Okay. Well, good. That's all I have.
Just that you know, the houses are getting built. That one, the Rudy Creek one. I think that subdivision. Both those subdivisions are almost completed. I don't know if there's any lots left. And there's more interest in more homes, so it's a good thing.
What are they building up? Table Mountain there. Where the merchants were.
First phase is apartments.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I figured.
And there'll be first phase apartments, second phase apartments on the outer edge, and then the third phase will be housing.
Mm-hmm. Low income or not?
No, not low income.
No. Oh, okay.
Medium. To upper medium.
And some of those will have views of the...
It'll be medium to upper medium.
It'd be kind of prime real estate. Locally, I'll just tell you that in Chico, it's getting very hard to get into a house. My daughter got one on March 15th, and the 10 lots behind her were offered up on a first-come, first-served basis. Two Saturdays ago, everybody started showing up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they sold all 10 lots in the first 20 minutes. $69,000 more than her house that she paid 4 days away.
That should be called gouging.
Wow.
Yeah. $69,000
a house. That's not
same
right.
Floor plan, no. Same everything.
That's not right.
So her property value.
But they do that every
yeah.
Yeah.
She got some equity in 4 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
She can sell it now, make money.
But
you got to buy something.
Well, that's true. But yeah, I only mention that because that's a sign of the housing going on right now. It's
same way in Arizona. Yeah. You're 6 months out on a build. Lots are available. Obviously, wood's not available anymore. It's a big issue. So it's increasing the build time. That's why I didn't go with a new house. But you pay a premium buying a fairly new house.
It was nice working with you, Larry. You're fair, honest. You're a man of integrity. So appreciate your input on everything.
Attorney Huber?
I echo those comments.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful working with you.
I appreciate it. Micah?
The environmental report, our graphic packaging. They're actually looking at connecting to the sewer system for an industrial discharge. So that's something we may be talking about in the future. We've had a handful of meetings with them already, talking about connecting and discharging their industrial waste from their paper process, packaging process.
We kind of, the current manager didn't really know about the history out there. I don't know if, how many of you guys know about the history out there. In 1999, they dumped some paint and dyes down their sewer drain and repeatedly denied that they did it. And
the ink was the big issue.
And the DA and the armed agents went in and went into the building and stopped them from dumping stuff.
EPA,
yeah. So it was a big deal, a very big deal. And so we just kind of let him know about that history and that, you know, people that are from Orrville remember that history. And so we got to be really on our P's and Q's and make sure that you guys are doing everything the way you're supposed to do it so that we don't have any weird things happen again. So.
And the new manager over there, I don't think they were aware of that history, and I think they want to play by the books. So.
Mm-hmm. Where is this located?
At
the airport.
Oh, at the airport.
Graphic packaging.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They're pushing a lot of product out.
Yeah, they make the paper cartons that hold beers and the food
packaging.
That's
a big warehouse, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they just added 100,000 square foot to it a couple of years ago.
It's one where the guys come in on that Cessna and crash the jet.
Exactly, that was a perfect
those guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and they spend a lot of money to put their water in barrels and put it on a truck and ship it someplace. So
yeah. It goes down to East Bay Mud and wastewater treatment plant down there.
So it's kind of a win-win situation. It'll be another revenue source for SCORE, and it'll be cheaper for them to not have to haul it all the way down there.
So I'm guessing what they're talking about is having some kind of separator between the ink and the other processing that would.
Yeah, they have to have a pre-treatment system in line. Micah currently is dealing with that still because Kendra, who's the new compliance supervisor, she's still out on maternity leave, but she'll be kind of taking that over from Micah. But yeah, he's going to make sure that they're dialed in and everything is the way it's supposed to be, like he does everything
else.
Well,
and I appreciate that work because it's good to let a new company or any company wants to invest here that we have workable ways to get things done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
And that's our message to them was, we're here to help you guys do this. I'm not your opposition. I'm not trying to keep you out of the plant. I want you in the plant, but it's got to be the right way. So, and they were 100%
good
with that. So I think it'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
Anything else from the manager or Mayor?
That's it for me.
That's it for me.
Okay, it is 5:57, meeting adjourned.
Excellent. Thank you.
Cool.